You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. I'm Larry Mantle. Wonderful to have you with us today. Well, if you wonder what your fellow Angelenos think of life here in Southern California, we've got a pretty good measurement that's just been released by the University of Southern California. It's a brand new tracking survey designed to last a decade. They've just started. 1,700 residents of Los Angeles County are included in this longitudinal survey of Southern Californians. It's also being compared against thousands of Americans to try and see where Angelenos are compared to folks in other part of the country. It's a livability survey, and with us to talk about it from USC's Dornsife Center for Economic and Social Research, Associate Sociologist Kyla Thomas. Kyla, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk first about the idea behind tracking over time. What are some of the challenges as you know society changes, people's expectations perhaps change in doing a longer term survey like this?
Yeah, I mean it's a big endeavor, which is why it's a pretty unique study. It's difficult to do, but yeah, we've recruited about 1,700 LA County residents, a random sample of households throughout Los Angeles County, and we'll be maintaining that panel and growing it over the next 10 years. And one of the benefits of this kind of longitudinal kind of panel design is that we can, you know, see how people's lives change over time. We can measure policy impacts, and we can ask follow-up questions, shift focus when new patterns emerge. It's a really unique, valuable design.
Well, and it's got to be a challenge with just 1,700 participants to represent the diversity of Los Angeles County, economically, ethnically, racially, politically, age-wise. That's a lot to ask of just 1,700 people. How did you select them?
Well, it's a random sample. So we randomly sampled addresses from a list of all addresses in Los Angeles County, and we feel confident that we are representing the Los Angeles County population. When it does, you know, get to kind of trying to represent individual subgroups in Los Angeles, you know, that can be a little more challenging, which is why we want to keep growing the panel. But we apply survey weights. We kind of weight our data to represent the LA County population, and we feel confident that we're doing that.
Okay, so you don't necessarily have in your 1,700 it corresponding to the overall demographics of the county, but you achieve that by giving more weight to those underrepresented in your survey, for example, to balance it?
Exactly. Although when you look at the composition of our panel, we're doing a pretty good job. But, you know, there are always going to be some differences. Certain kinds of people are more likely to participate in the survey than others. But we weight the sample, as most surveys do, to represent the population.
We're talking with the director of LA Barometer, which is housed at USC's Dornsife Center for Economic and Social Research, sociologist Kyla Thomas. A new planned for 10-year quarterly survey of attitudes of Los Angeles County residents toward their region. Life satisfaction in LA County is somewhat lower than the national average. Is it statistically significant, that difference, Kyla?
Yes, it is statistically significant. Yes.
And what do we see of the life satisfaction score, national versus local?
So in Los Angeles, we see that, you know, more Angelenos are satisfied with their lives than not. But the average life satisfaction score is significantly lower than it is in the rest of the United States. And we did some kind of additional analyses to try to understand why that's the case. And we find that this difference is largely being driven by differences in cost of living.
So on the 1 to 7 average life satisfaction, Angelenos come in at 4.4, Californians outside of LA County at 4.5, and nationally, excluding California, 4.6. Much of this driven by the cost of living?
Yes.
Okay. And is that expressed largely around housing or the generalized cost?
Generalized cost. So we use data on price levels in different regions of the U.S., and we basically adjusted the incomes of California and other U.S. residents so that kind of their spending power was equivalent to that in L.A. And we find that when we do that, the gap in life satisfaction scores disappears.
And for higher earning Angelenos, are they generally happier or not than lower earning residents?
Yeah, well, so that's something really interesting that we found. We looked at differences in life satisfaction across income categories. And in general, studies have shown that life satisfaction increases as income increases. But we find that it increases to a lesser degree in Los Angeles than it does in the rest of the U.S. So moving from a low to a high income in L.A. is associated with a smaller bump in life satisfaction than it is in the rest of the U.S.
And what's your thought on that?
Well, our hypothesis is that, that this has to do with cost of living. Essentially, kind of traditional markers of financial success, like homeownership, are generally less accessible to higher income residents in LA than they are in the rest of the US. And so that could be why higher income residents, might be more bothered by the cost of living, because they know that, if they were somewhere else, perhaps they could afford some of the, some markers of their success.
One thing I don't understand is how county residents and state residents believe that they can afford more to rent than other people throughout the United States, regardless of income level. Given that we have arguably the highest housing costs in the country, is this a factor that people make more here? But that wouldn't explain lower income earners also feeling that way.
Right, right. Yeah, that was really interesting when we, we asked people what do they currently pay in rent and what's the maximum that they could afford before they would have to find a less expensive place to live. And, we find that people in LA and California are paying higher rent, but they also believe that they can afford more, which probably you just adjust your expectations and your ideas about what is affordable according to the environment that you're in.
So they just have lower expectations in LA.
Yeah, they expect and perhaps tolerate a higher rent.
You also asked people about what's most important to them in their individual neighborhoods. Now, this is not an assessment of the region, but what they care about close to home. What were the most important aspects of their neighborhood?
So first we asked residents to rate kind of their overall neighborhood satisfaction, and then we looked at the characteristics of neighborhoods that are the strongest predictors of overall neighborhood satisfaction, and we find that the strongest predictors are social trust, so how you feel about your neighbors. Do you trust them? Do you feel like they're watching out for the neighborhood? How clean you find the roads and sidewalks in your neighborhood, and how safe you feel. Those were the strongest predictors of how people felt in general about their neighborhood.
Could it be the opposite, though, that people who generally feel good about where they live are scoring those things higher?
Yes.
So it's egg chicken instead of chicken egg, for lack of.
I guess that's possible. Right. We're not making any claims about causality, so kind of directionality. But in general, we find that the people who feel best about these things also feel best about their neighborhood. It's interesting, though, that, we don't find that to be the case for all neighborhood characteristics. So some things, some neighborhood characteristics pop out more as associated with neighborhood satisfaction than others.
All right. We're talking about a brand new USC Dornsife study, which is the first of what's planned to be a 10-year quarterly survey of Angelenos. It's a livability report done by LA Barometer, housed at SC Dornsife, talking about their findings, what Angelenos think of their communities, about their general satisfaction or not with life here in Los Angeles County. Average life satisfaction satisfaction is lower than in California generally, lower than nationally. Money buys less satisfaction in Los Angeles County than in the rest of the country. Consumer sentiment in LA is lower than the state and national averages. And oddly, LA County and California renters believe they can afford more than other U.S. renters, regardless of which income category they're in. Social trust, cleanliness, and safety seem to matter the most for neighborhood satisfaction. Affordability, less of an issue. I guess because if people can afford to live in that neighborhood, it's not such a big issue. They're already there. And traffic seems to be less of an issue at the local neighborhood level. Thank you so much for being with us. Kyla Thomas of USC Dornsife. It's Air Talk.